My name is Lowell Smith, and I'm delighted to welcome all of you to the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, the fine old city of Boston, and the 27th National Meeting of the Philadelphia Society. To set the stage, I'd like to read a quotation from the latest edition of Newsweek, and this is from a correction in the Fitchburg-Leominster, Massachusetts Sentinel and Enterprise. The entire quote is as follows. Due to a typing error, Governor Dukakis was incorrectly identified in the third paragraph as Mike Tyson. It's difficult to tell a governor anymore. In any event, I'd like to call on Bill Murkison for the invocation. Bill?
Let us pray. God of our fathers, who has blessed this, our land, with freedom of conscience and the love of virtue, instill in us, we beseech thee, a due sense of our dependence upon thee and of gratitude for all thy wondrous and mighty blessings as we come together to reflect, to ponder, to take counsel for the good of our society and our republic. Bestow upon us, we pray thee, the spirit of wisdom, discernment, and charity. And now, O gracious Father, bless this food to our use and us to thy loyal and loving service. Amen.
Enjoy your dinners. Ladies and gentlemen, since the pace of the table hopping has increased, I suspect that we have time to begin our program. I'd like to welcome all of you this evening to this event and this rather challenging weekend. It's my very pleasant task for any of you who may have doubted it during the Dukakis regime to advise you that conservatism in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts is alive and well. In fact, it's thriving. We've had a change of political scene here. We have a new governor, enough Republican senators to sustain a gubernatorial veto, and the liberal Democrats are running scared. We're delighted. So far, the new governor has announced lots of expenditure cuts, and he hasn't said the big T word yet. And we have every hope that that will continue to be the case. I think if you were a part of the Heritage Foundation Resource Bank meetings yesterday, you noticed that there were a number of new conservative think tanks in and around New England. We're delighted to see that kind of growth of that type of institution. And they join other groups that have been very successful in spreading the good word. I refer specifically to the Pioneer Institute, who along with Nichols College will be hosting the Sunday morning breakfast, and I hope you will be free to join us for that. A couple of housekeeping affairs. If you have arrived late, we urge you to register immediately following this session. It's important, especially if you have not yet given us your check. The annual meeting of the membership will be held tomorrow at 8:30 in the Palm Garden. That's up at the top of the escalator to the left. I wish you could have arranged that to be to the right, Don, but, well... For those of you who get up early, the buffet will start at 8, the meeting will start at 8:30, and at 6:30 in the morning, Don Lipsett will lead calisthenics in the grassy area in back of the hotel. Our next general session, by the way, that's for members only. Our next general session will be at 10 o'clock sharp in the Grand Ballroom. It's now my distinct pleasure to introduce our speaker for the evening, but I can't resist a plug which relates directly to him. The Decatur Shop, which as you know is one of Don Lipsett's ploys, has a new line of sweatshirts. There are four different types. They come in two sizes, large and too large. And they have four interesting messages. The first one says, the first thing we do, let's kill all the lawyers. The subheading is, exorcise sweatshirt. The second one is, bankers seldom, if ever, deserve sympathy. Well, we've now managed to alienate all the lawyers and the bankers. The third one has three pictures of Adam Smith, and it says, Adam Smith was right. Pass it on. The fourth one is a large, almost life-size portrait of William F. Buckley. I know none of you will want to pass up that opportunity, especially since Don has assigned a very modest price to those, and I'll leave that unsaid. William Frank Buckley, Jr. was born November 24th in the year of our Lord, 1925. The fifth child of William Frank and Eloise Steiner Buckley's nine children. A year later, on his first birthday, his parents gave him a microphone and a word processor, and he hasn't stopped speaking and writing since. He's a charter member of the Philadelphia Society, one of the early founders, and word was that the first time this meeting took place was between Ed Fulner and Bill Buckley, and you know what a terrible duo that makes. The esteemed Mr. Buckley has kind words to say about this organization. I can't think of any other organization that I know of where this would sound kindly. He is alleged to have said, and we publish it in our own publications, the Philadelphia Society is my very favorite society, entirely anarchic, good-humored, libertarian, and hospitable. It is the only organizational association I proudly acknowledge. Ladies and gentlemen, William F. Buckley.